a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Number two underway here of the Midnight Rider, Thursday night, 27th of December edition of the program. My name is Mike Chambers. Glad you're with us for the show tonight. It's open lines. The number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And don't be afraid. Because as I said going into the break, that's exactly what they want you to be, is afraid. So that when you're fearful, and the people come along and say, well, hey, we'll protect you. We will take care of you. Well, you always end up losing what you cherish most in the end. And that's your freedom. And that's your liberty. And that's what they're trying to do now. That's what they want to do. So much of what they plan for the future, for this country, for the world, hinges on people willingly giving up their liberties and freedoms. And fear is a powerful motivator in doing that. Well, just as I said earlier, with knowledge comes power. And you can empower yourself to take action and stand up and to say, no, I'm not afraid anymore. I don't care what you think you're going to do. You're not going to do it. And know that you're not alone. There are millions of us out there. Many of us are still quiet. Many of us are just going about our regular lives every day that we know. People we haven't heard from, people that don't call into talk radio programs, don't hang out in chat rooms, don't hang out on the internet. They know what's up. So you're not alone. And I thought I was alone for a while. I really did. And that was a little unnerving. But you're not. We may not agree on everything. And that's not important. The important thing is that we want freedom and we want liberty. The rest of the junk we'll sort out later. And if there's other enemies that we need to take care of, and there are, if we get our country back, we'll need to deal with them too. We'll do that when it's time. We need to focus on getting our country back. That's the, because we're the linchpin in all of this. This country falls. One world government's easily established around the west of the world. And that's why the push is so underway here. And they're pushing so hard to bring this country down. See, this stuff has all been planned. This housing bubble and the collapse, planned. Federal Reserve approved the lending practices and all of that for these type of loans, knowing what's going to happen. Same thing with the credit card defaults. It goes on and on and on. Changes in the bankruptcy law. So you can't just walk away. Instead, you forfeit what you have. You end up with nothing, and the wealth is redistributed to someone else. These people know how to play the game, and they play it very well. Back in a minute with more. Gary Lane on the phone line. We'll talk with them when we come back from the break.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Back here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Straight to the phone we go. Airline, thank you for holding. Welcome to the program.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good. How are you tonight?
I'm good. The reason I'm calling, I wanted to get your opinion. Do you think that we're past the point of preventing an absolute meltdown?
A meltdown of the economy?
You know, just the basic structure in general. Have we gone far enough to where we might prepare for the meltdown rather than just prevent it? Because even if we get even Ron Paul in 2008, will it be enough to avert disaster, or are we on a course as a global economy and, you know, with all the different things going on in the world, it really doesn't seem to me like there's a lot of room for error.
Yeah, as from this, because the meltdown, I think it exists in a number of different areas. So let's attack them kind of one by one here.
Okay.
First with the economy. I think that die has been cast. And I think our economy is going to collapse. I don't see any way around it. You can go back to 1929 and see that we're set up exactly like they were. Credit was flowing everywhere. And they were printing money like it was going out of style. And all of a sudden they contract the money supply, which caused all kinds of loans to be called in. Margin calls were made on stocks. And I'm guaranteeing you there's a bunch of guys trading on the stock market right now on margin. And when these calls come in, you are going to literally see people jumping out of windows all over again.
Sure.
So I think from that standpoint, I think the economy is going to crash. Can we prevent that? I don't think so. I don't even think Ron Paul could prevent that at this point. But what I tell people at this point is to start to get prepared. Get your house in order as best you possibly can.
Well, that's my question. Do we prepare or prevent?
Well, I think you have to do both. And we've got to do double duty. We've got to do the best we can to inform people of what's going on so more people understand. And we bring more people to support Ron Paul to get him to be president. And he's a separate section. But no, I think you have to do both. I mean, you know, people before always prepared for a rainy day. They canned. They did things even in town. People canned stuff because they would put stuff up in the event something bad happened. We stopped doing that. And so most of us now, you know, you probably look in somebody's refrigerator, in their cabinets, they might have maybe a week's worth of food.
Sure.
After that, they're done.
Yeah.
And so I think we have to do both. But yeah, I do think the economy is poised to melt. I don't know that we can stop it. At least my opinion is that we probably can't, because I think they've worked too hard at doing this. And these guys have been at it a long time. Now, let's move to Ron Paul. Ron Paul is not the fix. Ron Paul's the start. Our problem is, in this country by and large, is how we've allowed ourselves to be led.
Absolutely.
We've allowed people just to run amok and do whatever the heck they want to do. They change how this country does business at the drop of a hat. Whoever has the biggest check for them is who they side with. And that has to stop. That from the top down, we have to after if whether we elect Ron Paul or not, I see the Ron Paul campaign as phase one. Regardless of if he's elected or not, that's phase one. Phase two is we start sending people in Congress home, send them everyone home. You vote out every incumbent, and you send a strong message to these people. Look, you either lead the way we tell you to, and you represent us. Or you come back and you go back to what you were doing before. I think this, the idea of making politics a career is wrong. I think there need to be definite. We've got term limits on the president. I think we have term limits on Congress, both in the House and in the Senate. After they've done their bit, they go home. That we don't turn this into a place where they can set and gobble up power year after year after year. And become absolute Teflon when it comes to criminal activity and corruption. And many of these people have been there for decades. And they constantly come out and say they're the party of change. They change nothing. This time we start sending them home.
Yeah, well, my big question was, you know, at the end of the day, you know, there's definitely a lot of things going wrong with really government in general. Anybody's government, you could take a walk down the street and point at an embassy in Washington, D.C., and there's something going wrong. But I honestly, you know, I've only been on board for about 6 weeks. You know, I've been on board with this just brand new to it.
Right.
But I really, after cataloging all the things that I've learned in that month and a half, I think we're well past the the stage where you prevent things from just going straight to hell.
And, as far as the economy, as far as the economy is concerned, I would agree with you. But as far as to stopping what they want to do with this country, as far as total police state and that type of thing, I think we have the opportunity to stop it. Them merging us with the North American Union, we can stop it. Those are things we can do. But in the here and now, where the economy is already starting to spiral out of control, that die is cast. But no, I understand the frustration. When I woke up 2 years ago, I literally spent months. It was at least 2 months just running this stuff over and over in my head, trying to figure out, you know, and rationalize to say, hey, wait a minute, these people wouldn't do this. But in the end, you come back and go, oh, yes, they would. Because you start looking at history and you start seeing how they've operated in the past. And history has a real tendency of repeating itself. And plus, you know, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Might as well use it again. So I think that we can save the country from total tyranny and total collapse as far as our sovereignty is concerned. The immediate economy, boy, that is going to be awful tough. And I don't even know if Ron Paul can stop that because we have no manufacturing here. If we still had a good piece of manufacturing left in this country, I think it would be different.
The whole entire idea when I first got tuned in to what's going on, like I said about 6 weeks ago, the whole entire idea was prevention, prevent the government from running us into the ground, prevent the government from breaking us, you know, prevent this and prevent that. And I'm not convinced that it's at a state where prevention is a reality. I think it's led by the nose for so long that I really believe that it's those of us that are in a position to prepare for, you know, almost a Stone Age environment where you've got rolling blackouts and the municipalities, right. You know, cities. I often wonder, how are they going to do this when we have an economic collapse, when we have a, you know, a rift with our own government, which is already starting to show, you know, it's not going to manage itself. It's going to be people in the streets, and it's going to be horribly ugly. The things, with Benazir Bhutto today is really a crystal ball that we can all look into and see our own future where we don't have a grasp, even today, on our own future as a democracy. And you throw in a little bit of economic hard times, money problems with that, municipality problems, sewers, water, electric, things like it. I mean, it really is a recipe for outright disaster. And that's where I get my belief, is maybe it's time to prepare those of us who can. Prepare for the worst, because I really think that the time to prevent that has come and gone.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I'll finish up some comments on the off the air, and I appreciate your call. It's always time to prepare. That's what we should, we need to be doing all along, is making a way for our family to make sure we have what we need. Like I said earlier, we stopped doing that as a people because, hey, everything's heat and eat. Throw it in the microwave. You're fine. Got a dandy, nutritious dinner, and mom is so proud. Well, the microwave kills all the nutrition in the food, and there's nothing left. And I think prevention, from the standpoint of prevention, I think we have been able to stymie them. I don't know how much we've prevented, but I think we've stymied them on a number of occasions, and I think that's bought us some time. Otherwise, I think this would have rolled a long time ago. Back in a minute with more. I'll comment more on the other side. If you want to join us, at number 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Try not to sink in this world I made from you.
Back here on the Midnight Rider. You know, and something just dawned on me over the break. I've been involved in this, I guess, a little over 2 years, and then on the radio for what now, almost a year and a half, and I've gotten used to the fact that we've been doing double duty, sometimes triple duty, on a number of things. An airline comes into this 6 weeks in, and I'm immediately assuming everybody knows that we're doing double duty. Many of us have been preparing for that rainy day, from a standpoint of food, weapons. Whatever we're gonna need to take care of ourselves and our families. That's a given. You always do that. We had an ice storm here. As most people know, we talked about there was power out all over the place. Here in Oklahoma, 600,000 people without power. And Kimberly and I went into it. No problem. It was okay. Matter of fact, she and I were kind of disappointed that the power didn't go out because there was so many things we were wanting to try out. that we had, like our heat, our propane heaters and our propane stoves and all that kind of stuff that we wanted to try out. And so in many ways, we were disappointed it didn't go out. And I guess the show went out and just flipped the switch, which is maybe something we might just do one weekend. And just make it a power-free weekend around the house and say, okay, this is how we have to do it to get by, and so let's go and let's see how we do. So we've been preparing now for months as far as getting food, and we continually add to the stock that we have. There's six of us in our house, using somebody like eFoods Direct or somebody like that. Well, we would love to do that. It's probably a little bit out of our price range. While it might help supplement some things, and Kimberly and I have been looking at that a bit. But, we're doing things just a little bit at a time. We're preparing there at the same time. We're daily in this fight. And to try to take our country back, to try to inform people and educate people as to what's going on so they can empower themselves, not only to prepare themselves, but to try to win our country back. The cause of freedom is never one where you just hunker down and say, okay, well, whatever comes, comes. As long as there's one person who believes in freedom, there's hope. And so we keep at this. And all I need for motivation, quite honestly, folks, is to look in the eyes of my kids and my grandkids and see their little smiles and see their little faces. And that's enough to get me going for another day. Because that's truly why I'm doing it. I mean, I've got other things I'd like to be doing. We all would. And I'm going to tell you, when you get involved in this thing, you're here all the time. You're doing this all the time. I took, with the Christmas holiday, with the weekend and everything, I took 5 days away. I didn't totally take 5 days off. I was still doing research. Still talking to people on the phone. And so you don't get away from this, although the break was great. I got a lot of sleep, which was good. But once you know what's up, you want to be in it every day. I mean, I was so ready to come back on that I almost did a show last night. Because I wanted to be back on so bad to talk to people and to tell people what's going on. So the fight for freedom, the fight for liberty, it's never time to hunker down, because the fight continues. Always. That's what got us into trouble, is because we thought, hey, we've arrived, we're free, that's great, okay, now we can go back to sleep. And these yahoos started running around doing their monkey business. And we expected another group of people, the press, to keep an eye on them. And in the end, dear people, in the end, it falls on us to take care of our own liberty and our own freedom. Because if we expect somebody else to do it, it's not going to get done. And just as happened with the media in this country, they got bought off. And they continue to be bought off. That's why they don't want Ron Paul in, because, hey, Ron Paul becomes president, this stuff starts trickling away. And then the nice little things that they've had running and working for them for so long, it dries up. And then if the American people follow through and start sending and bouncing these incumbents and getting them out, hey, man, big things are going to happen in this country. Because you start sending people up there that truly want to do what's right for their country, not what's right for their reelection campaign or for their career, whether they get that committee assignment or they can do this or they can do that, where it's about truly serving people because you love your country and you love others. Okay, time for a break. We'll come around with the final half hour of the program. You want to join us? The number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You're dialed into the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
In the end, all of this comes down to everyone making decisions about what they think is right for them. I can't tell you what to do, nor would I even insert myself into that situation to tell you what to do. If you feel that you need to spend your time preparing, then by all means prepare. You have to do what's right for you and your family. Freedom and liberty starts with the individual. And then it grows. But if if in your mind you think that you must be totally prepared, then please do. And hopefully, at the same time, explain to others what they're doing so they'll prepare. So they'll start sticking some stuff back. Preparation is key in all of this. Very, very key. In any way that you can save money or, how you can get extra things for next to nothing. I think that's important. RBN's got a sponsor called Energy Swap. And if you live in Texas or New York, you probably ought to be giving these people a call. Texas and New York listeners can save now up to 20% on their electric bill. There's no cost or hassle to switch service. You earn rewards while you save money. With the way the economy is going, every bit helps. To visit RBN sponsor, go to www.energy-swap.com. That's energy-swap.com. Or call 888-238-6397 to save now. And anyway, man, you can knock a bit of money off and keep it in your pocket, I think is a dandy thing. Believe me. We just put appliances in our house. We were at the point, I mean, where we had a dryer. I bought a used dryer. We never buy new, for the most part. And we'll, in a vehicle, we'll just drive it till it's dead, and then we go buy something else. But we had to get appliances here. Our dryer, I'd bought a used dryer here, I guess, about a year ago, and I'd already put more money in parts and everything with keeping this thing going. Finally, you know, look, let's just get another one. Washer, you know, it might spin, it might not. It might rinse, it might not. Refrigerator, you know, we had, we bought this refrigerator when we first moved into this house we're in. And at the time, all the kids we had were just little. I mean, little, teeny tiny. And so, I mean, you could, you know, a small fridge was okay. Well, no, they're growing. And just, you know, through 30 kids in the house and all of that, all the shelves on the side of the door had come off and everything. We had taken duct tape. This is to show you how hillbilly we are. We had taken duct tape and made little guards for the shelves, so we could keep stuff in the door without it falling out. And finally, and then our stove was down to two burners. And it was just, I mean, we replaced burners the whole nine yards. And it just seemed like, man, the stove's toast. And so we went and did a lot of shopping. And finally, Kimberly ended up at a used appliance place and got great deals on stuff. And Some of them actually were just dent and dings, brand spanking new, that we got for less than half of retail. And but we'd saved our pennies somewhat, and you know, because we knew it was coming. And plus, I'm tired of sitting at the laundromat. Although you meet some very interesting people at the laundromat, talk to them about an awful lot of things. Very cool, but the laundromat gets old real quick. Having to load the stuff up and haul it over there. But no, I mean, you know, any way that you can save on things, do it. You know, if it's something you don't have to have today, then wait around. And look for the best price. And deals will come up. They naturally tend to do so. And it's just a matter of being patient. But our problem is we've been turned into this instant gratification culture that we got to have it now. I want it now. I want it now. I want it now. I want it now. Need it now. Need it now. Need it now. And it works against us because they want us to consume. And as long as we're consuming, that's they're happy. And as long as we're paying full price, they're even happier. That makes them feel really good. And we can't do that. I mean, you have to protect your investment and keep what as much of what you can in your pockets. And you can get good stuff that's used. You know, we do that all of the time. I mean, I'm literally in a studio built on used equipment. None of it's new. And it works fine. It works great. Sounds good every day. And if you knew the price, you'd freak out. It was $500. That's what I spent. And old hand-me-downs computers that I found out of Kimberly's office. She owns a business, and their office would occasionally upgrade a computer. I'd snatch them. And that's how I've been able to do this. That's how I'm talking to you tonight, is old hand-me-down stuff. that works great. You just treat it with some TLC, and away you go. And that's just, there are so many ways to skin a cat. There's more than one way to skin that cat. And you just have to stay patient and find the deals when they're out there. And especially in the case of an auction, set a price. If it goes over that, you're out. That way you don't end up breaking yourself because, oh, I got to have it. And away you go. And you will come away with a lot of good things that you need at a price that you can more than afford. So the idea is to keep you broke so that you're going for more and more credit. That's what they want. That's the whole scheme, is to get you to suck up more and more and more of the credit. And then they come back and take more and more of your stuff. Play the game. That's what they want you to do. And so you can say, no, I'm going to get away from this credit thing. I'm not going to play this game anymore. I'll pay cash and be happy with it. And they don't want that. They want it all credit. They want it paperless. Because again, they want to get rid of the paper money. It's not worth anything anyway. But you hold on to more by dealing in cash. Trust me. Trust me. You hold on to a lot more when you deal in cash. But just some extra thoughts there. All right. School's Homeland Security studies get noticed. This is in Joppa, Maryland, and why the school is even thinking about this is beyond me. Other than the fact that you've got an anti-terrorism industry that is growing huge because everybody's afraid. And so now they're going to take this curriculum and put it in the schools to turn kids onto jobs in the Homeland Security industry. So the nation's first comprehensive high school Homeland Security program, a three-year course to help kids land jobs in the growing anti-terrorism industry, is in its infancy in Maryland, but it's recently been attracting the attention of educators and school districts from as far away as California and Florida. The program started at Maryland's Joppatown High School with 61 sophomores, provides an opportunity for kids to see relevance to being in school, says Frank Mezzanotti of the Hartford, Maryland County Public Schools. It gives kids additional options. Yes, you can be a TSA agent or you can work at McDonald's. Students have toured a Coast Guard Command Center, visited a county detention center, practiced emergency response in a fictional town called Joppaville, and heard an Iraqi-born speaker explain cultural differences between Americans and Middle Easterners. We're trying to set high expectations, said student Megan Bell, who's 15. We don't want to be known as just the school with a good football team. Now we have Homeland Security. Dum, 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 dum. Other school districts are taking notice. Mezzanotti said that he's been contacted by individual schools and education departments in more than a half dozen states. Joppatown broke the ground for all of us, said Lise Foran of Anne Arundel County Public Schools in Maryland. Next fall, Meade High School will begin a Homeland Security program. We're following in Joppatown's footsteps. And on Wednesday, Mezzanotti will be in Vegas, where he's been asked to give a presentation to the program to the Association for Career and Technical Education annual conference. That's great. Some question whether the program will teach students to be open-minded about the government's national security policy, given its goal of getting kids jobs with defense and homeland security contractors and the military. The liberal magazine Mother Jones, yeah, we disagree, so you know you're liberal. Dubbed Joppatown the Academy of Military-Industrial Complex Studies. Jonathan Zimmerman, a New York University History of Education professor, says the devil lies in whether this is going to be a school for education or indoctrination. In many instances, education today is indoctrination. Other educators applaud the school for taking steps to prepare kids for one of the nation's expanding job markets. Wait a minute. When is it the public school's job to get people ready for the workforce? I thought the job was to educate children so children have knowledge, so children can be empowered to go out and do whatever they would like to do. You know, the American dream. Oh, no. Here are your job choices. You can work at McDonald's. You can work at Walmart. Or you can be a TSA agent. Or you could work for Blackwater. Which will it be? So in the end, as you're talking about policies and everything, you have no choice but to indoctrinate children into the power of homeland security and how much the government loves the people and how they're here to protect you. Give up your rights. Give up your liberties. Give up your freedoms, all in the name of the power of Michael Chertoff. And so now it's in the public school. Nazi Germany educated millions upon millions of kids in the Hitler Youth. And many of these kids late in the war went into battle, and they were tenacious soldiers because they had been indoctrinated for so long that they fought like rabid animals. And so we're going to indoctrinate a generation of people. Why? Because eventually we're going to need party members. The haves and the have-nots and the lowly workers down below will not be a member of the party. No. But if you're good and you do your job right, we might have a position for you at a lower level of the party where you might be able to find certain things to be more appealing. Instead, spy on each other. Snoop on each other. Tell us what you know. Our little graduate here is going to come down and take your report because he is in charge of your sector. Party member Benny is coming over. Take your report and please give party member Benny your respect because, well, he's a party member. So you indoctrinate these kids into becoming part of the apparatus. It's going to pop up all over the country, folks. And with jobs being gone, hey, there's not much opportunity in many towns. It's prison guard or Walmart. And now the opportunities have increased. How you can serve your country through Homeland Security. And yes, you too can fight off the imaginary threat that doesn't exist. The boogeyman, the man under everybody's bed every night. You should be so afraid, Osama bin Laden. It gets maddening. And now FBI mugshots, digital billboards. Joe Malicia, AP writer out of Cleveland. The FBI's most wanted bank robbers, violent criminals, and terrorists will soon appear on 150 digital billboards in 20 cities nationwide. The agency has teamed up with Phoenix-based Clear Channel Outdoor, began airing mugshots following a successful test run in Philadelphia that led to several arrests. And the folks, this can even get worse. Here's they all of a sudden don't decide what they like what you're doing, then boom, you're wanted. Your picture's on the billboard. It's incrementalism, folks, at its finest. We'll target very violent, dangerous fugitives, said Scott Wilson, spokesman for the Cleveland FBI office. Today, you will. What about 5 years from now? John in New York, thanks for holding. Welcome to the program. Here on the Midnight Rider.
I hope your Christmas was great.
It was great. It was excellent. I had a great time. How was yours?
Mine was terrible because I have to sit in the corner. I guess I get the Clint Eastwood story. My wife tells me no picking the nose in the other places and talking about the New World Order. You know, that everywhere we sleep a loose. I get told like that, but Monkey did in that the write-up.
You know, I in many ways I'm lucky because the family listens to the program.
Okay.
From time to time. So I don't have to sit and talk with them about it unless they ask a question. They've already got the information. What they choose to do with it is up to them. And so from that standpoint, I've been pretty lucky. And we can just sit and talk about you know, family and that kind of stuff. And I think they, too, have noticed a difference in kind of where I'm coming from now. And a lot of it, you know, a lot of it was my grandson being born, my oldest grandson being born. But a lot of it is this, too.
Well, also infuriates me is they're carrying, getting all this junk that's not going to do anything for them. It's not going to make them money. It's not going to hold its value. And the little kids, they're giving their kids little cash registers on how to run, you know, looks like McDonald's cash registers. I'm like, oh, so that's what you're going to grow up to be, is a cash register expert.
Yeah, but now you can be a prison guard.
Yeah.
Or a TSA agent. See, the opportunities are boundless now inside the terrorism industrial complex.
All you got to do is push this button that shocks them.
Exactly. Hey, tasers for everyone. Hold on a minute, John. Okay. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. Final segment around the corner. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider right here on RBN.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
A few minutes tonight here on the Midnight Rider. We're talking with John in New York. Yeah, but John, so many opportunities do exist now. I mean, hey, if you're really a good student, maybe Blackwater is in your future.
Yes, right. Well, you got it. But then you can't eat too many potato chips because you don't fit into the wardrobe very well.
Oh, they've got expanded manic Darth Vader suits, I'm sure.
Really?
I'm sure.
Oh, okay, because I thought they only shot the big fat guys, use them like the cavalry did, or the horses when the Indians came after you, shoot them and put them up front.
Well, you know, anyhow, I hear they've got a pension plan and insurance and stuff like that, so, okay.
Yeah. Well, I was watching a movie, and I was just thinking, and showed the, they called them coolies back then to do the railroads, and I said, hey,
right. These
are going to be the new owners of the railroads. They built it, now they're going to own it.
Yeah, interesting how that all comes full circle after a while.
Yeah,
that is indeed interesting. Yeah, Chinese laborers essentially built a good portion of the Western railroads in this country, and in dangerous, dangerous conditions.
And the host that was on before, not the show before you, but before that one, one of
Lee?
The young guns, huh?
Lee Rogers, yeah.
Yeah. He was talking about how at the airport they're going to be watching for your facial expressions and stuff like that, looking at your mood. And I watched another movie, and it was pretty much like a pod people. In order to blend in with the rest of the people, you had to look like you had no emotions and just walk through there in a daze.
Right.
So
yeah.
So they all want us to be walking around in gloomy light because they want to take away the regular light bulb. You know,
yes. The incandescent will be gone by 2012.
Yeah. And then also I heard, I don't know if it's a New York thing or not, but if you buy $400 worth of lumber, I guess wood, you have to show a building permit.
No kidding.
And I heard this on one of the talk radios a while back, and then they said, yeah, that was the first step. And then the second step, they're going to reduce it down to $100 worth. I'm like, well, can you buy $400 worth of wood? You know, it's one panel.
Yeah, you're not buying much.
No, but $400, they're like, well, where's your permit? I'm doing a remodeling. Where's your permit for that? You know, like, are you building a bunker? What you doing with that wood? You know?
Yeah, I'm building the framework for a tank.
Yeah.
A wood tank. Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, like you're really gonna do. Yeah, but again, it's more and more levels of control.
Well, it was either Carlyle Group or Halliburton is going and bought up the major portion of Home Depot, I believe, I heard also.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that kind of goes hand in hand, tracking and tracing everything you do and what you're building, what you're up to, and that kind of thing. A guy was telling me that with a satellite passing overhead out back, you start building, they take pictures all the time, and then the computer notices something different, and it draws their attention to the town clerk or something that they'll come out and what are you building out here? And he said the best way to circumvent that is spread a giant blue tarp or something like that, and so that shows the difference if they come out. So it's just a tarp, and then you build underneath the tarp.
So, yeah, and just set the tarp out on the ground for a while, they're not going to know the difference.
Right, after they checked a couple times, they found it just you're messing around with the tarp. But anyhow, did you get my email? And I can talk to you later. I can leave my number. Do you have Skype?
I does.
Would you be interested in calling me after the show?
Yeah, leave me your did you email me your Skype name?
I think I did, but I'll do it again.
Yeah, email me your Skype name. I'll be glad to talk to you.
Oh, no, I don't have a Skype name. You have to have a Skype person, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'll have to hook that up. Well, anyhow, I wanted to share some files and stuff with you and things like that
cool.
In the future, but I'll have to email you on that.
Excellent.
Great show. I don't want to take it much more time. Thank you.
Hey, John, thank you. Thanks for the call, as always. John's got one of our micro guys up in New York. Knowledgeable guy. I mean, he sent some really funny stuff, too, from time to time that really just make my day. And I've met so many nice people that just regular folks just want their country back. And that's why I like being here, why I like doing this, is because it's just you and me, real people, fighting to save our country. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. Folks, that's why we're fighting to save this country. See you back here tomorrow night.